Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Do you want to know what Padres players are really thinking? We get you closer to the Padres than anyone else in town. It's time to go inside the clubhouse. God, I hope they're all wearing at least a towel. It's Friar Friday right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And it's Friar Fridays, and we are absolutely thrilled to be joined by a Padres right-hander, Craig Stammen, joining us here at Petco Park on Gwynn and Chris. And, well, Craig, how's the mood of the team? Let's start with that. Let's obviously, I know the people here in San Diego are a little disappointed how things are going. How do you guys kind of couch being a little disappointed with making sure you stay after it, because there's still 2 months to go?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a long season. We've had a rough couple weeks here after the second half, after the All-Star break. As far as winning games, the results quite haven't been there, but we've got a little over 2 months to kind of correct that, and I don't think we've played our best baseball yet, and I think we have 2 months to be able to do that. If we play our best baseball at the end of the season, you never know where we might end up.
So, Craig, what's it been like? There have been a lot of guys going up, coming up, going down, a lot of young guys coming in. As one of the leaders of that bullpen, what's it like to keep – is it tough to keep that chemistry of everybody, and what's it like sort of leading these young guys?
Yeah, it's a little tough because you've got different guys, different personalities, and then when you bring in new guys, there's different roles that people fall into. However, the guys that we've been bringing up have a lot of talent. And it's a talent that this organization's been talking about a lot coming up through the farm system, and we're starting to see some of those guys. There's a few guys that we're kind of trying to protect a little bit, so there's that dynamic, and then there's other guys we're throwing into the fire and seeing what they got. But it's exciting. We've pitched a little bit better out of the bullpen here lately, so hopefully we can keep that going the last 2 months.
Third year with the Padres, Craig Stammen is with us. Has this year been a little more exciting, a little more fun? I mean, just the presence of Machado and the fact that you guys were right in the middle of this thing for, you know, the first 3.5 months of the season, still might be able to get back into it. A different dynamic for you coming to the park?
Yeah, definitely. I think anytime that you're in the hunt, that's what we play for. That's what I signed up to play for here in San Diego, to bring a championship to San Diego. We're getting a little bit closer. Closer than we were in years past. We're starting to have some star power on our team with Tatis, Machado, Hosmer, those kind of guys. Paddock, they bring a little excitement to the ballpark. We've got a few more fans in the seats, a few more people watching us, so that brings plenty of excitement, plenty of expectations also.
What's it like? You've got two different types of catchers back there with Francisco Mejia and Austin Hedges, and they've kind of both taken on different roles as the season's gone on. Is it hard to adjust to different catchers, or do you feel like they're similar, or how do you feel when you're out there and a different catcher is back there? Do you have to adjust anything?
Maybe a little bit, but both those guys are doing a really good job. They're doing a good job of the scouting reports and the game calling. When I'm out on the mound, I always tell them it's my ERA on the scoreboard, so I'm picking the pitches I want to throw. So for me, as an older player,
I like that. You can do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's my ERA on the scoreboard.
Yeah, so now some of the younger guys, that might be different because they're looking for the catcher to kind of lead them through some of the at-bats. But I have the advantage of a little bit more experience. And so that's how I've kind of chosen to deal with that. But they're both great catchers. Francisco's becoming a good defensive catcher. Austin, obviously, is already there. And I think Austin's becoming a better offensive hitter, and Francisco's probably a little ahead of him in that game. So they bring a good combination. We can choose to, you know, go offensive or go defensive, and that's a good problem to have.
It's nice because that ERA of yours has looked pretty good on the scoreboard the last few years. So, you know, it's been all right. You've had a lot of success here in San Diego, a lot of success in your role. I'm assuming, though, nobody starts out as a baseball player saying, you know, I'd like to be a middle reliever someday. And I know you started as a starter your first 2 years in Washington. Tell me a little bit about that and how you transitioned from that to the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean, I always say, you want to be the ace of the staff or you want to be the closer? And all the other guys are trying to get there. And so I guess I've been trying to get there my whole career. But I think if you take on that mentality, you're going to do whatever role you have as best as you possibly can to prove to the manager, to the pitching coach, the general manager, that I deserve to be in a more prominent role. And, you know, over the course of my career, my role has grown. I've been able to pitch a little bit more in more important situations, and that came from pitching in situations that weren't that important and doing well in those. So I think every single inning is important, the mentality of going through that. I call it a ninth inning mentality. So no matter what inning, what pitch you're throwing, you're pitching like it's the ninth inning.
And it's your ERA on the scoreboard, so
exactly.
You don't want that to change, except to go down.
Go down, exactly.
You've been here for 3 years, and Kirby Yates has been here. You've seen sort of his transformation from what he was before he came to San Diego and now one of the best closers in the game. What has that been like to watch, and do you guys share anything when you're out there sort of talking about the approach and all that stuff?
Yeah, we talk a lot. Me and Kirby are really good friends. We golf all the time off the field, hang out. Our families hang out. We play catch together. It's been awesome to see the success he's had this season. He's turned into a very dominant reliever, and we saw that dominant in 2017 and 18. He's finally getting the pub for it now, much deserved. But he's been working his whole career, much like what I said. You're trying to be the ace of the staff or the closer, and he's worked his way up to being the closer. And he's, you know, had a bunch of years where he wasn't pitching in closer role situations, and now he is. And that hard work that he put in all those years is finally paying off.
Craig Stammen is with us, Friar Fridays, on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. We're at Petco Park, Padres and the Giants getting set tonight. You know, I think you underestimate maybe a little bit your own role and how important you've become to this team and this franchise. I mean, you didn't pitch in New York yesterday, and I figured you were probably bored because they just about call your name every single day or every other day, and I think that is tremendously important to the success of a franchise and a team to have a guy that they can count on. Have you always been lucky with the rubber arm, or have you been able to just develop that kind of deal, or is that something maybe you were God-gifted to have?
Yeah, I think I've been blessed with being able to pitch a lot and pitch often. I've always been able to do that throughout my career, except for the year I got hurt, which I was probably a result of it. But, you know, so far so good this season and the years past. I've been able to take the ball whenever I felt capable of doing it. And part of that is the manager trusting to give the ball to me in those situations. But the greatest attribute of a middle reliever is to be available. And that's what I try to be, is be available, you know, every single day to go out there. And it's a mindset along with the physical ability to be able to do that, to show up to the park wanting to take the ball every day.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the stress of the situations that you get put into sometimes wears you down, and that can wear on you mentally. There's ups and downs of the season. Sometimes the ERA does go up, believe it or not.
I hate that.
And you got to be able to bounce back, and the best way to bounce back is to get right back out there and show them what you got.
All right, so you just came back from a long road trip. What's the first thing you do when you get back? As far as, of course, see family, whatever. But what's the first? Yeah, is it a food? Is it go golfing? What is it when you come back? You got to do before you get back.
Yeah, for me, I'm getting home as fast as I can to give my wife a kiss and hug my son. So, and that's taken on a new meaning now that I've got a 1-year-old in the house. But other than that, it's to get some sleep, especially after this long road trip on the East Coast. I think we played like 6 noon games, it felt like.
Yeah.
Which is like 9 o'clock here.
Believe me, we know.
Breakfast while we're watching.
Yeah, we were.
Or while we're playing. And so it's just nice to get some sleep, in your own bed, just kind of relax, get some breakfast, sit on the couch, and just like be a normal person for a few hours.
Does your wife? I don't know your wife at all, but I'm gonna just say she's a fantastic lady, because anybody that lets you go golfing on your honeymoon, that's pretty sweet. It's the way I look at it, and I know the story's out. You took some video of her. She had a hole in one, and it went viral, and so that was pretty exciting. What I wanted to ask though, have you been able to catch her in that department, or does she still have the advantage on you in hole in ones?
She's still 1-0.
1-0.
I'm definitely losing.
Never comes up either.
It almost might be better if I never get a hole in one, just so she can have that one. Yeah, and you know what? The best thing about that is she wanted to continue playing golf after she got that hole in one, so it absolutely hooked her.
Yeah,
and that's something that her and I have enjoyed on off days here in San Diego, being able to play golf together. But she's an athlete. She played volleyball in college, coached volleyball up until we got married, and then stopped coaching and started following me around baseball life. So
yeah,
she's a tremendous woman, and
congratulations.
I'm lucky to be married to her.
That's awesome.
Very lucky, man.
Hey, Craig, appreciate the time. Best of luck the rest of the season. Love seeing you go out there. Always feel confident and comfortable when Craig Stammen takes the hill. And I know that ERA is going to keep going down. So thanks so much for the time. Best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you a lot. Appreciate it.